Dr. Moresh Akane. He is the CEO of the Cy Bono Center in Newtown, which is a science museum. And we're going to be speaking a little bit about science and about water and about their latest exhibition for the next few minutes. Very exciting. Always got to encourage a discussion about science, I think. And yes, I think that is it's great that you're in the studio, CEO. Thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you very much, and good morning to your listeners. I'm glad to be here.
So, first of all, for people who might not be aware, what is the Cy Bono Center all about?
Cy Bono is a discovery center, and what we do there, our main purpose is to educate the public about science and technology. So what we do on the floor, we've got not less than 400 exhibitions. Now, these exhibitions allow people to come in, enjoy. You know, you learn at the same time you're having fun, and you touch, you do all of those things. One of the examples of the exhibition that I like to tell people about is the radio. I'm talking to you now, and someone is listening at home, asking himself or herself, how is it possible that he can hear us? But there's a nice exhibition in Cy Bono of how the radio works, and you can try it yourself and see how it works. But Cy Bono is also more than that. We also have the planetarium, where you can come as a family and enjoy and see all the things that are happening there. But you also do a lot of work in the communities. When you invite us there, we do come with some of the exhibitions in the community centers, in the schools. The whole purpose is to educate the people in a fun way about science and technology.
So not the sort of old view that you might have of a museum. It's just kind of boring and no one has access to anything. It's all about touch and feel and trying to, learn through experience.
Absolutely. That's what makes us unique, because we are interactive. We get your mind, your soul, your hands involved in all the things that are happening there, as compared to other places where it's like passive. With us, no, we're doing all the things you touch, you feel. And Cy Bono actually covers all the age range, you know, from the little ones to the big ones. I've learned in Cy Bono, actually, a lot of our visitors are actually pensioners who come there with their children. And again, in Cy Bono, we've got nice coffee shop that you can sit and relax. We've got experiments, laboratories. Now, that's another thing that I'm surprised of. There are old people who still want to do experiments in Cy Bono, which is really what our purpose is. So we enjoy that.
So it's very much a place for all ages. And I suppose with December holidays now upon us, the kids need to do something. It's a really great opportunity to take the family and go see what's going on at the museum, which is exciting because you guys have a new exhibition. Yes. There. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. Currently, we know just in time that South Africa is water depressed, but we scientists, we knew, about 5 years ago, that 2025, Gauteng will be heavily water depressed, and Johannesburg in particular. So our task and our responsibility as a science center is to educate everyone of the need to conserve water. So as I speak with you now, we've got a beautiful, beautiful international exhibition that is sitting on our floor. This exhibition is actually from one of the world known museum called Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. It's a 400 square meter exhibition, amazingly beautiful. It tells the story of international water sources, how it travels. It tells the story of water travel in South Africa. Number of people in Johannesburg in particular are not aware, when you open that tap, 40% of that water, it's not coming from Johannesburg. It comes all the way 82 kilometers from Lesotho, mountains of Lesotho, all the way pumped all the way to here. So I'm saying this that for listeners to understand the lot of work behind bringing that water into that tap. So that exhibition gives you all that story from Maluti Mountains into Katse Dam, all the way to Fall River into Johannesburg, so that we can access that water. But what's beautiful about this exhibition, it's also very interactive. It covers children and adults. I enjoy every time seeing the little corner of the kids where they do artwork and they draft things about water. They learn a lot. But also it has got 19 video screens, 19, where there's a beautiful content that you can watch, sit, relax as a family, enjoy. But besides that, this is what we have coupled in, which is the first actually in South Africa. It's not only about walking around those screens, little kids drawing stuff there, but we have got a drama that is played by professional artists that we have partnered with Market Theatre Laboratory. So you sit there, they play it out for you. What is this all about? Water? What's the need about water? And our purpose is actually to make sure that people come out with our mantra. That is, we need every water count. So we want people, when they come out of the exhibition, they must walk away and start to change their behaviors towards conserving water. So it's a beautiful exhibition.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done a great job in combining the best of both worlds, so to speak. I mean, Smithsonian is world class, and you always see it being quoted in CSI.
Yes.
And if you go to Washington, they've got all the different museums, the American history, the science, all of those. So you're bringing that here, but it sounds to me like you've localized it as well, so that it has a bit of a South African flavor.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we have done. We have put in all the things about South African water, where people might not even be aware that in South Africa, for example, to produce a T-shirt, we spend not less than 2.6 liters of water.
Mm-hmm.
To produce something out of a ladder, you spend 0.2 something. So what is the education behind that in the exhibition is that actually it's more for us to change attitudes.
Right.
So what T-shirts, what something that is much more water conservative. And that's sitting there in the exhibition. It tells you about the rivers, how they flow in South Africa, from what end, what done that, pause that one there. So it's just amazing and beautiful.
And such a crucial conversation. I have a friend who sent me a message this week about the river that's near his house, and he wanted to know, well, where does it actually come from? And he wasn't aware that it actually started somewhere in Hillbrow, and ended up now in his house in Edenvale. And I think that's kind of the problem, you know, when you open the tap, the water just arrives, and you have no notion where does it come from and where is it going.
Absolutely.
And it's a crucial, the issue around, we have electricity issues now, as terrible as it is, you can still survive without electricity for a while, but 2 or 3 days we have no water, we have a problem.
Exactly, but water again is being used to generate some of our electricity. Some people are not even aware that the, you know, hydroelectric water system is turned around by that water that we keep wasting. But this is one thing that is also interesting. You see, people look around and say, but wait, we've got a lot of water around us, the oceans and all those things. Now come to the exhibition, then you learn that yes, indeed, the planet has got 71% of water.
Mm.
But of that 71% of water, only 3% is drinkable.
Right.
So we don't have it.
Yeah.
Now, and people I know, they are saying, well, we've got good rains now. We can now go and waste water. No, that's not right. Again, Valdem next to us here. First time in I don't know how many years, it's at 39% fill.
Mm.
This time last year, Valdem was about twice of that, 70%, and we are at 39. This water is falling, but it's not still filling that. So let's save the water.
Yeah, given what's also going on with our water utilities and sewage issues and people in Hammanskraal who don't have water, and in Graaffreinet and Cape Town, it is a real, really a big issue, and we need to educate around it. So how long is the exhibition carrying on for?
The exhibition is up until 6 months. But currently we are in discussions and negotiations with the curators, at least to have it permanently, because now the problem is in front of us. We need to do something drastic. We need to work as a nation. We need to work as South Africans, as Joburgers, to save the water. So that exhibition is actually meant formally for 6 months up until next year, April 2020. But as I say, because now we are desperate, we need to keep it there. So the discussions are going well. We might even keep it for some longer time than that.
Now that's definitely an incredibly important aspect. Now you also have a special on for people who are considering maybe taking their kids to the exhibition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, because now we are water depressed and we'd like more people to come. And by the way, Newtown has become safer now. There are security on the ground, there are cleaners on the ground. Saibono, we have surrounded it with fence, so it's safe, it's beautiful. We are giving away about 400 tickets to people for free who wants to come. It can come as a full family. We've got family package where if you come as a family, we give you that ticket. You come in and come enjoy the exhibition. But beside that, that ticket does not only allow you access to the water exhibition. We still do have another exhibitions, like we have Destination Moon. A number of people are not even aware that when the Apollo 11 landed on the moon, there was a South African product there. And that South African product was called Prickly Patty.
Oh, interesting.
Built in Krugersdorp. Yes. There was a South African product there. So that exhibition also, that give you rare sight in terms of what exactly happening when it was landing. Come and see it in Saibono.
So how can people get more information? How can they take advantage of the special? What's the best way to do it?
The best way is to go to our website, www.saibono.co.za, and on our website, you just click there, you'll see water exhibition and all the things are there. But also you can give us a call, 011-833-8400, or you can just drop us an email, generic email of Saibono Inquiries. It will land it with us.
So there we go. Check out the website. Give them a call or an email. Definitely also from the safety side of things, you know, I spend some time in Newtown for reasons that are not to do with the museum, but I think I definitely will be spending some time in the museum. But it definitely is safe, and it's not something that people need to worry about at all. And a great opportunity. If the kids are driving you nuts, which I'm sure they are, is Zanati?
I want to ask. Is there a parking lot? Do you remember yesterday we spoke about?
Yeah.
There's a big parking lot.
Okay, yeah, lovely.
In fact, we have extended the parking lot all the way towards that side. But if you really want special treatment, we have also underground parking.
Oh, wow. So we can get it. Luxury.
Yes, we can do that.
Okay, fantastic. So there you go. Get hold of the Saibono Museum. Take the kids there. Make sure their brains are operating, and make sure your brain is operating.
Exactly.
During these holidays, on a very important point. Moroni Shekane, CEO of the Saibono Center, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
It's my pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.